Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting an airliner flying from Dubai has crashed while trying to land in the southern Russian city of Rostov-on-Don, killing everyone aboard. The Boeing 737-800, operated by Fly Dubai Airlines, was trying to land in bad weather at the airport at Rostov-on-Don, about 950 kilometers south of Moscow. An official with the Russian Emergencies Ministry said 55 passengers and 7 crew died when the plane crashed and broke into pieces about 250 meters shy of the runway. Anthony Lopez works for the company answering media inquiries for Fly Dubai.
Now, we're all doing all we can to gather as much information as possible. At this moment, our thoughts and prayers are with our passengers and our crew who were on board at the aircraft. So basically, we will do everything we can to help those who have been affected by this accident.
Russian officials say the plane had to abort its first landing attempt and had entered a holding pattern, making a series of loops before attempting a second landing. The most wanted man in Europe, Salah Abdeslam, was arrested Friday by Belgian police during a raid in Brussels. Eric van der Soot is a spokesman for the Belgian prosecutor's office.
Salah Abdeslam was arrested at about 4:40 p.m. during the house search in the Rue Quatre Vents by the special units of the federal police. He was slightly injured at his leg during the intervention and has been transferred to the hospital.
A government spokesman said another man, identified as Munir Ahmed Alaj, also known as Amin Shukri, and 3 other people were arrested. Abdeslam has been the chief target of an intense hunt for suspects who carried out the November 13 terrorist attacks in Paris. This is VOA News. The European Union and Turkey have reached a deal to help turn the tide of illegal migrants headed to Europe. As Lisa Bryant reports, the deal would see nearly all migrants systematically turned back from Greek islands as soon as this Sunday.
The agreement reached by the two sides in Brussels sees Ankara taking back all illegal migrants arriving to Greece from Turkey. It also foresees a swap in which EU countries would settle every legal Syrian refugee for every Syrian asylum seeker arriving illegally and sent back to Turkey. In return, EU aid to Turkey to deal with the migrants would eventually double to about $6.7 billion. EU accession talks on budget matters would also move forward, and Turkish citizens could have visa-free travel by the end of June if Turkey fills a number of preconditions. Amnesty International slammed the agreement, saying Turkey was not a safe country for refugees or migrants, and the process of returning asylum seekers would inevitably be flawed, illegal, and immoral. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The United Nations Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's launch of 2 medium-range ballistic missiles, saying it clearly violated UN resolutions. In a unanimous statement, the Council expressed grave concern over the launches it called unacceptable. It demanded North Korea refrain from further actions that violate UN resolutions and urged all countries to redouble their efforts to implement all sanctions against the communist nation. The statement was adopted during a closed-door meeting called by the United States and was backed by China, North Korea's ally. North Korea test-fired the missiles Friday in defiance of UN resolutions, that is, prohibiting that country from developing nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities. The UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein says Burundi is on the brink of a sudden escalation of violence to what he called massive proportions. Zayed told the UN Security Council Friday that continued human rights violations and impunity for perpetrators mean that many of Burundi's people live in terror. Burundi has been mired in a violent political crisis since April of last year, when President Pierre Nkurunziza sought and won what many see as an unconstitutional third term. And a Russian Soyuz spacecraft has docked with the International Space Station with a 3-man crew, including an astronaut, about to break an American record. By the end of his 6-month mission on the space station, Jeff Williams will have spent more accumulated time in space, 534 days, than any other astronaut in U.S. history. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis welcoming you to another hour of Jazz America here on VOA 1 as we investigate a style of jazz known as hard bop. It followed bebop and ushered in a whole new wave of jazz. In the 1950s, after bebop had been around for over a decade, some of the artists who'd been playing in the bebop era decided they wanted to stretch out a little bit more, maybe with longer songs, more investigation of the soulful, gospel, bluesy side of things, with less structure and more improvisation in a long form. Also, a different sort of rhythm, maybe just a little bit more of a looser rhythm with more of an emphasis on the drums and the bass as opposed to the lead instruments, with a less hard edge, even though the music was known as hard bop. It's still around even today, and we'll investigate not only some of the early examples of what became known as hard bop, but some of the latest artists who've also carried on in that tradition. Now, this music was swinging music, just like bebop. And by that I mean that in a 4-4 time, the emphasis would be on the first and third beats in the measure. Therefore, swinging in a traditional style. But the feel and the compositions a little bit different. And the bands, well, quite often, instead of being led by a saxophone player or a trumpet player or a piano player, were led by a drummer. And in the estimation of many people, the innovator who brought on hard bop more than anybody else, Art Blakey and his band, the Jazz Messengers. Let's enjoy some of their classic hard bop work from the album Buhaina's Delight. That was Art Blakey's nickname, Buhaina. Here's the piece entitled Backstage Sally to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
Every morning, find me moaning. I'm alone and crying the blues. I'm so tired of paying these dues. Everybody knows I'm moaning. Every evening, find me moaning. 'Cause of all the trouble I see, life is a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief. And I pray, I really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief. Every evening find me moaning. 'Cause of all of the trouble I see, life is a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. find me moaning. I'm alone and crying the blues. I'm so tired of paying these dues. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. Every evening find me moaning. 'Cause of all of the trouble I see, life is a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights along with my grief. Well, I pray, I really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief. Every evening find me moaning. 'Cause of all of the trouble I see, life's a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning.
Well, there was no way in the world I was going to give you a salute to the hard bop era without playing for you the anthem of the era, the song Moanin' from Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. That was Paul Zauner's Blue Brass with vocalist Gregory Porter doing the song Moanin' from the album just from a year or so ago called Great Voices of Harlem. Hope you enjoyed that. Now, let's go to the Club Kitano in Midtown Manhattan right on Park Avenue and talk to one of the gentlemen who's carrying on the tradition of hard bop in this day and age. He is the master pianist George Cables. We'll hear some of his latest work after we speak with him here on VOA's Jazz America. Mr. George Cables, yeah, playing at Kitano in his hometown, another beautiful jazz club in New York City, and there is no substitute for being from New York, is there, Mr. Cables?
Well, no. I mean, if you're from New York, it's great, but wherever you're from, you know, it's that's good, and New York has so much to offer. You know, growing up in New York has been great because I got the opportunity to hear so many great musicians right in my backyard.
Well, you are now one of those great musicians from right here in New York, and you did a wonderful set here tonight at Kitano, filled with classic songs and some of your own, too, just like the list of songs on In Good Company, your newest release, and bless you for doing Mr. Anana Mouse. That is my favorite cut on this album.
Well, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to play here. And, you know, it's something, you know, like playing whatever I play, and I think whatever anybody plays, it's really important that they make that song their own, whether they wrote it or rewrote it.
I'm doing a special on my Voice of America show about hard bop, and I know that classifications don't mean as much to musicians as it does to folks like me and people that put them in the right part of the record store or whatever the case may be. But you have been called part of the hard bop movement, if you will, having played with Art Blakey, one of the masters of the style. What do you think about that term, hard bop, and what it means?
I don't have much thought about it, but I'm just glad to be mentioned in the company of guys who play that music, and I'm happy to play the music that I'm playing now. I, like you say, I don't think much about classifications other than I'm playing jazz.
All right, well, here's a little bit deeper into that. Now, you're known to have played with a lot of great West Coast players, Art Pepper, Dexter Gordon when he was out there, and the Wizard of Montara, Bobby Hutcherson. So some folks say that cool jazz happened, West Coast style, and then hard bop was the East Coast answer. Is there any validity to that at all?
Well, you know, there are different points of view, and of course sometimes the region that you're in may will have something to do with, and your environment will have something to do with how you play and the concept of playing. So there's something to do with that, but you can hear the difference in some of the concepts, you know, maybe especially when it comes to Art Pepper and Bud Shank and guys like that. Mm. But then Bobby Hutcherson, to me, has more of an East Coast mm-hmm. philosophy as far mm-hmm. as his energy. Mm-hmm. Dexter has more of that East Coast thing because mm-hmm. he grew up there, but he lived there. I mean, it's a way where it's a thing. And, you know, some people describe that, but I don't spend a lot of time thinking about that. I just think about the music that I like.
You've been spending a lot of time practicing, I know that. You do more with your left hand than most people do with their left, right, and both of their feet. Listen, George Cables, thank you so much. I could go on talking to you forever. I'd rather just listen to you play. Go do some of that, sir.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Great to see
thank
you.
Thank you.
Here's George Cables from In Good Company, his latest on Jazz America from VOA1.
George Cable's the great composer, pianist, and band leader, and the song Mr. Anana Mouse from his album In Good Company, his latest, carrying on that hard bop tradition. He told the story that he was in the hotel in Chicago, playing there for a number of days in a row, and one day he opened up his bag, and there was a mouse who jumped out of his bag and onto the floor. And he figured, since this was my roommate, he should have a name, but he didn't. So he was Mr. Anana Mouse. Hope you enjoyed that song and the story, too. More coming up of our celebration of Hard Bop. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And a message I received, a couple of messages actually, have come my way from Waithaka Sack from Thika, Kenya. And the topic has been hip-hop jazz fusions, as Waithaka Sack is interested in how hip-hop and jazz have come together. Well, in response to the messages I've sent back and forth between this Jazz America listener in Kenya and to you, I will bring the marriage of hip-hop and hard bop, if you will. Now, how can this happen? Well, it happens in the 21st century with the English group known as Us Three. And their Hand on the Torch album took classic songs from the past and turned them into modern hip-hop flavored work. In this case, it's Herbie Hancock's hard bop pre-fusion era classic Cantaloupe Island that became Cantaloupe Flip Fantasia. Let's enjoy that right now here on VOA's Jazz America and blend hard bop and hip-hop.
Yeah. Yeah. the jam, boogie woogie jam slam. Bust the dialect, I'm the man in command. Come flow with the sounds of the mighty mic master. Rhyming on the mic, I'm bringing suckers to disaster. Cool cool ducks, but I still rock Nike. With the razzle dazzle, a star I might be. Scribble jabble scrabble on the microphone, I babble as I fix the funky words into a puzzle. Yes, 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 on and on as I flex. Get with the flow, birds manifest. Feel the vibe from here to Asia. Dip trip, flip Fantasia. Ow, you don't stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, give me more of that funky horn.
What's that?
Funky, funky.
was a momentous day in 1961 in the heyday of hard bop jazz when Oliver Nelson went in the studio with an esteemed cast of characters to create one of the classics of the era, the wonderful Stolen Moments from his album Blues and the Abstract Truth. He had Freddie Hubbard on the trumpet joining with him, Eric Dolphy on the flute, and others. Wow, what a wonderful song. Now, of course, we've got the term hard bop to deal with, and in many ways, folks thought of it as an answer to the softer side of things coming from the West Coast called cool jazz, from the likes of Miles Davis with Birth of the Cool, Dexter Gordon, Bobby Hutcherson, and others. Well, that song you just heard was not played in a fast and furious manner like much of bebop. It had a more soulful, easy flow to it, and that is indicative of lots of the music that came out of the hard bop era. Late in the year 1989, I had my one and only conversation with the wonderful saxophonist, composer, and one of the great players of hard bop, fusion, and soul jazz, Stanley Turrentine, the man from Pittsburgh. Here's some of that conversation, followed by one of his hard bop era classics here on VOA's Jazz America. Stanley Turrentine is joining us, and it's great to have you here in our studios.
Thank you, Russ. Glad to be here.
You know, you have been making music in a few decades here, and I thought I'd just ask you if you could give me some thoughts about the changes in the music. We're talking about jazz, the way that you've experienced it and the people that you've known and the changes you've seen happen, if you won't mind. Maybe think forward and if you have any thoughts about what might be coming.
Well, let's say when I first went on the road, when I first came to New York and even before when I was in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. I found there were more saloons and clubs where they had live musicians. And matter of fact, that's where I learned most of the way I play. And like I mentioned about the Nat King Cole story about him teaching me, I saw the camaraderie that was there when I was coming up, man, where the musicians never hesitated to help one another. I find now, in a lot of cases, that a lot of the musicians, the camaraderie is not as prevalent as it was. And don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that as a whole. I'm just saying it just seems that everybody's talking about, I got my own thing, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. You know, and if it's music, what do they mean by that? Mm-hmm. And they seem to want to keep whatever their own thing is to themselves. In other words, you don't get the helpfulness that we used to have. Mm-hmm. And I think that's because of the fact that don't have the camaraderie.
Well, in Stanley Turrentine's day, there certainly was camaraderie among the musicians. Case in point, the 1966 sessions that yielded his album Rough and Tumble, on which he was joined by the likes of Duke Pearson, McCoy Tyner, Grant Green, Blue Mitchell, Pepper Adams, and others. Here's a song that is right out of the hard bop era. It's called And Satisfy. Stanley Turrentine on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back. fitting in to our Salute to the Hard Bop era, one of the gentlemen who's carrying on that tradition, Harold Mayburn, from his album Afro Blue, with a song dedicated to the Jazz Messengers, Bobby Timmons, Benny Goldson, Lee Morgan, Jimmy Merritt, and Art Blakey, also known as Buhena. The song entitled Bobby, Benny, Jimmy, Lee, Boo. Well, this is Russ Davis. Thanks for joining me for this Salute to the Hard Bop era. I could have played hours and hours of music. On the next Jazz America, it's a family affair as married couples make music together at a high level. We'll hear from Randy Brecker and Otto Rovati, Bill Charlap and Rini Rosnes, Amina Figueroa and Bart Plateau, and Ileana Elias and Mark Johnson. That's next week on Jazz America. Join me, won't you?